Hey everyone, and welcome back to season one, episode two of the Real Hashtag Real Talk podcast, presented by University of North Texas at Dallas. I am Asia McLemore, a communications and technology major, and joining me today is our guest, Tilib Romney. Before we get into today's topic, I just wanted to update you all on my life. Last week was Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I just started a new job. I'm really happy to be joining a new team and for a natural hair product company. And, you know, it's all holistic and wellness, everything I stand for, vegan, very moisturizing, very modern when it comes to the marketing and the branding. And so I'm very excited to be joining a team. And nothing else has been new with me. I've, you know, had a very nice Thanksgiving. And yeah. So for everyone who are first-time listeners, the primary purpose of my podcast is to educate. First, educate. Second, inspire. Third, communicate. Fourth, into influence. Information through the use of technology. Voila, I am a communication technology major. Wow. I just wanted to keep you all updated on what's going on around us in your local community that's interested in me, ranging from supporting your local community to supporting your homeless people and shelters to cultural differences and communication. So Tilib and I are excited to be here, and that's hashtag real talk. Be sure to subscribe and like the podcast and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And I'm just going to drop my handle right here at Asia Ivana. Nothing to do with the podcast episode, but it is my personal, professional handle. And I do do things on the side. So make sure you guys, yeah, hashtag Asia Ivana. Coming up is our guest, Tilib Romney, who will give us insight on what is life like in Virgin Islands to living in the urban and rough parts of New Jersey as a teenager coming to the States and managing a Sprint corporate store. So you guys just stay tuned. If you guys are interested in, you know, some cultural differences from the Caribbean to the States, and yeah. Hashtag real talk.
Thank you.
Hello everyone, welcome back. Do not forget to subscribe to my hashtag Real Talk podcast right here on this. Leave any comments if you have any questions, concerns. Yes, we will be back next semester. All right, today I am excited to be here as a student at University of North Texas at Dallas, finishing this semester out strong. Oh my gosh, it has been a crazy semester, but that'll be another episode. It's too much tea, okay? But today I have an amazing island boy from the Virgin Islands, Talib Romney, as a guest. Welcome to hashtag Real Talk, Talib.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in the VI. We call it the VI. We don't call it the Virgin Islands. That's Yankee talk. But I grew up in the VI. I lived with my grandparents for a little bit before coming to the States with my mom and dad. I did live in Jersey, and I currently live in Texas. So moved around quite a bit.
Okay. So did you grow up in the VI?
For the better part of 13 years.
Okay, so you moved to the States as a teenager. How old were you when you came here?
I want to say 13.
Like what year?
14. I can't remember the exact year. It was probably like 2000, 2001.
Okay. So you live with your grandmother and your immediate family?
Well, a lot of drama happened where we had to stay with our grandparents before moving to the States with our parents. They split, and it was kind of a moment they had to make a decision on who goes where. And of course, the boys went with dad and the girls went with mom, and dad went to New Jersey.
Okay. Oh, wow. That must have been hard being away from your mother and your other siblings, your two sisters, right?
Yeah, but honestly, like, as a kid, you don't feel it immediately. You kind of come to it, you know, you get this feeling of homesick. Because, of course, when you go somewhere, you're experiencing something new, so that's what your mind is on, not what you went away from. Eventually, once you start missing, like, those little things, like food or the way people talk or going to certain places to eat, you know. Everything here is like a fast food chain. Down there, we have like little restaurants you could just go to and bakeries, and there is no chains. It's just you go somewhere there, everything tastes good. You go somewhere here, it's like 50-50. You know, you pretty much order the same thing over and over, so.
Oh, okay, yes. And I am a foodie, so I'm so a little bit more interested about this food. So do you still eat food, like, from your culture in the States here today?
Yeah, definitely.
Like what?
We have things called Johnny Cake, jerk chicken, curry chicken, fish.
Fish. That's anyway. What's different with you guys' fish?
I don't know. I think all fish are kind of made the same. I guess ours, like, is straight from the water because, I mean, it's right there. It's not imported or carried by any couriers, but, we catch it, scale it, cut it open, get the guts out, cook it. You can grill it, bake it, however.
Okay, so I know I've had something from called saltfish.
Oh, okay. So saltfish. It's the fish itself is like naturally salty, but you soak it overnight so that it becomes kind of spongy. Ooh. And then you season it. You put some onions and peppers in there, and then you got some good old saltfish.
Yes, I love it. And so what would be the typical meal, everyday meal on the table?
When you say every day, you mean like the whole day?
Yeah, what do you got? Yes, pretty much. Like Mexican culture, they do a lot of beans and rice and flour tortillas, corn tortillas. They have that with every meal. So what would be something that you guys have with every meal regardless?
Rice. Like, no, like literally like rice. There's no majority of the dishes, if it doesn't have like potatoes or some kind of alternative to like rice, pretty much, like, but majority of the things we eat has rice and beans, yellow rice and beans, red rice and beans, black rice and beans. Just everything has rice, even sometimes lentil beans. So that would probably be our thing, because I don't know, like I get rice from other places and they don't taste the same. They kind of have like a toughness to them a little bit, but ours is always like soft, or it could be like soft and sweet or soft and a little salty. But here's like you get one or two kinds. You get Spanish rice, or you get rice that was just boiled in water, pretty much is what it tastes like.
Okay. And I know in your culture, what would be considered the most respectful thing in your culture?
Greeting people. Doesn't matter who they are or where you're going, wherever you go, you always greet the person. Like here's like you gotta make eye contact to greet somebody, but if you walk past somebody, you say hello, you know. And that's a huge difference, because I feel like when you don't say hello, like you're naturally shunning people, you know.
Okay. Yes, indeed. I totally agree. People should greet, and the formality is definitely changing these days and times. But first and foremost, my grandmother taught me and my mom to greet always. And so I mentioned, you know, you managing a sprint store or whatever, right? Well, I just have a few questions, you know, about you personally, not really the job itself, but like, what does success mean to you?
Success means being able to do the things I enjoy doing.
Okay.
And impacting other people's lives to do the things that they want to do. That's what success means to me. I mean, you could have all the money in the world, but really you're here to make a difference, you know?
Yes,
and that's really all that matters, is making a difference.
So do you think that you're it's a difference living over here in the States and then the VI, as far as this opportunities that you've been exposed to?
Definitely. The only reason that, because my mom and dad could have stayed in the Virgin Islands, right, if the economy there was that booming, but it's not. So you move here, there's only like one high school there, one elementary school, one college, and that's it, you know. And the college, like, I haven't gone there, but of course, because I didn't finish going to school there, but it's more like clerical jobs, you know, accounting or pharmacist or something like that, you know, contributes to the island's economy. But if you want to branch out and, like, you know, marketing or whatever, of course you have to come over here, even for more high-paying jobs. You know, the only way you get a high-paying job there is education. And here, like, I feel like I'm in a pretty high-paying job. I get hourly plus commission, so...
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what big plans do you have for yourself 2019, the new year's coming up?
I hope to own a home.
Okay.
I hope to maybe get a truck and a motorcycle at the same time. And just, that's really it. And just travel a little bit more.
Yes. Oh, yes, traveling. I have a few places in mind that I would like to travel. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining us, Talib. And tell everyone out there to follow you on social media. Give a shout out to your family and VI.
Check me out on Facebook, Instagram, Talib Romney. And I like to say hi to my mom, day one, my sisters and my brothers, you know, everybody in my family here and extended friends, everybody, you know. And I wish everybody best holiday. Happy holidays.
All right, you guys, after our break coming up, I share with you all my little Thanksgiving dinner. How I spend time with my family on the holidays. I got this new job, and I'm really excited. You guys are listening to hashtag Real Talk. And the official voice is your girl, Asia McElmore. I'll be right back. Let's take a short break.